Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Hello and welcome all. Today is November 1, 2019, and as Dr. Don put it, 11119. We are delighted that you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule. What is going on here? Oh, crap. For some reason, it's showing that we only have 15 minutes. So I'm going to For some reason, it's showing we only have 15 minutes on the clock. What I'm going to do is we'll get started, and then I will change everything over, and we'll put another 60 minutes on the clock. So thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to go to our website at spiritoftruthministry.net. Take a look around. We have our book there, The Spirit of the Church, and that is a valuable tool to understand why Paul is such a I'm sorry. I don't want you to hurt her. I know. She just wants lovies. Our cat jumped up on the table. thank you very much for joining us today. Let's have prayer and we'll get started, and then I'll get this thing fixed up so that we can go beyond 15 minutes. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us this day to come aside, to step aside, and to be with you for a few minutes studying the truth. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your words. And thank you for the things that you have done to make it possible for us to have eternal life. I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning.
And good morning, Rick.
Good morning. And welcome, everyone. Happy to have you join us in our study. I have been addressing for quite some time the subject of righteousness and justice and the kingdom of Elohim. God has been waiting for a very, very long time. One might say, well, why would God wait? Because God is God, and God can bring about anything that he wants. After all, he's created the universe. If you have the ability to create the universe, you should be able to do whatever you want. God created humans. And in doing that, God created them in a plan pattern after themselves. God, or Elohim, which is gods, plural, is father, mother, and son. Those who have committed and covenanted themselves to do what God has made known as to what he wants and what he expects from his people is a way in which we become a member of the family of Elohim, where God is our father and God is our mother and God is our brother. God has made known very clearly that we not only are able to become sons and daughters of God, but we must, there is a way in which we do it, and when we have met all the requirements to become a family member, we are born again. Born of the heavens, born of our mother, the Holy Spirit. Is that what you want? Do you want to become a member of the family of God? Then what each one must do to become a member of the family of God is they must learn righteousness and they must meet all the demands of righteousness, because there is no sin in the family of God. The book from the prophet Malachi is a very interesting book, somewhat unique from the other quote-unquote minor prophets. For the message in that book very clearly defines the state in which the theological practices of Israel were in and what was about to happen. The prophet Daniel had been given information about the future. Most of that information concerned what was called the end of days. The end of days, which was the final judgment for the priests, the kingdom, and the nations. But the priests were not the tribe of Levi. The kingdom was not the literal Israelites. The nations, though, were still the nations, the various ethnicities of the world, of the people of the world. When God gave Moses the law, he very clearly and very simply revealed what his expectation was for the people. But because the people knew nothing about the true Elohim, The law had some very detailed explanations about purity, about cleansing, about righteousness. Many of the laws were added because of sin. Simply put, what God requires from his people is that they keep the commandments, the Ten Commandments, and they hold to the testimony of the Son of God. Do that. Just do that. And you will be in the kingdom.
And you know, Rick, that doesn't sound all that complicated.
Well, it's not.
So why is it that we've been told that it's impossible?
People go into the books of the law, like the Levitical laws and so on, that go through, you know, how you behave around a dead body and a woman in menstruation and, you know, what you do to an infidel. And there's very clearly distinct purity laws and so on and so forth. And I've had a lot of people tell me that, you know, you have to adhere to those laws strictly. Yet we have an example where the Pharisees had said, well, Moses has given us divorce. So divorce is fine as long as we follow the instructions from Moses. And the Son of God says, yes, but that was added because of sin. That was added because of sin. The people wanted divorce, so God said, okay, if you have to have divorce, this is how you do it. But it was never in God's plan for divorce. There were cleanliness instructions for the nation of Israel living in the promised land. But the kingdom that was given the responsibility of constructing the kingdom that was given to the children of Israel was taken away for non-performance. In fact, they were going in the wrong direction, and they were planning and plotting to kill their king and seize the kingdom for themselves. The people were kept in darkness, information-wise. They were fed lies and propaganda, and that's what the people believed, because the experts, those who would know better, have told them that. Sounds kind of like what's going on today in the political realm, does it not?
Surely does, doesn't it?
Keep people in the dark, feed them lies, and you can control them. They don't know what's... They think what they're hearing is what is the truth and behave accordingly.
Let's go ahead and change over.
Okay, we're going to change over.
It'll take me about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. Hang in there, everyone, and come back. I'll be back here in about a minute.